One of the films opening today is Recycled. It's a re-edited version of a motion picture that's 40 years old, Sam Peckinpah's Major Dundee. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says it's worth the wait.
Sam Peckinpah was a director who felt things deeply, and never more so than when he considered the destiny of his ill-fated Major Dundee. That 1965 Western was the story of a Civil War-era cavalry raid deep into Mexico.
Sergeant Gomez!
Sir?
The bugle will be your signal to fire!
Yes, sir.
Compagnie! Charge!
It was a film Peckinpah was nearly removed from as director, a film whose final editing was done without him, a film he disowned over studio and producer interference. Major Dundee was one of the most painful things that ever happened in my life, he's been quoted as saying. The film, he liked to reiterate as the years went on, was possibly the best picture I've ever made in my life. Statements like that add extra interest to the fact that an extended version of Major Dundee is now in theaters. It's a cut of the film that is closer to what Peckinpah intended than anything we've seen before. The new Dundee restores 12 critical minutes and replaces the original score. Gone is the opening song by Mitch Miller and his sing-along gang, a group Peckinpah could not have been less in tune with, philosophically or musically. Seen today, Major Dundee plays like a standoff between a traditional Western and Peckinpah's dark, modern attitude. It's intriguing to see the director do his best to make this shotgun marriage work. But his nihilist spirit does not fit well with a film standard enough to merit a Mitch Miller chorus. Though star Charlton Heston tries his hardest, attempting to go to the dark side as Jimmy Stewart so successfully had before him, it was not to be.
It'll take 5 days to get men, horses, ordnance.
On the fifth day, I want you back at Fort Benlin to tell me where Shereba is.
I'll get the children, and I'll get him.
Heston is simply not ideal casting as the brooding, malevolent major who goes his own way with a vengeance. The real virtue of Major Dundee, for both Peckinpah and audiences today, was as a first rough draft of another film about tough Americans trying to shoot their way out of deepest Mexico. It's hard to imagine The Wild Bunch having the depth and grace it did without Peckinpah having this experience to draw on. For that masterful film alone, we're grateful to have Major Dundee back among the living.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.